Now I just can't wait. We're going back to wrong. Love is so high, then it goes wrong. Think it's gonna miss you, but that's on me.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Department for the great job that they did this past week. That's right. I think probably the most fitting way to start this program with a little David Ortiz, Big Poppy, on this day 2 years ago, which was one of the worst days in Boston and American history. The bombing, what's that? 3 years ago, yes. What? I just said 2 years ago. Did I say 3 years ago? Yeah, I said 2 years ago.
But it's three.
It's 2 years ago.
Really? Because I'm looking at your shirt and it says 2013.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh,
and it's
my bad.
2016.
Wow. The years go by, don't they? And I apologize for that. But definitely this show is, going to be a little heavy, but, we won't steer from our regular nonsense and what have you. Anyways, kids, welcome to the show, to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful 49 degrees here in Medford, Boston. And that's right, everything's going to be about Boston today, trying to anyways. You guys want to hear anything? The number is 617-627-3800. And, of course, you could always just message us or hit us up on Facebook, on mine, or the beautiful Tina Marie sitting across from me. And how you doing? I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty on this this tough day in Boston history on the April 15th. And it was a day we'll never forget, as well as a 9/11 was for all of us. And but we want to pay tribute and homage to everybody that had to go through that day, especially the people that were directly affected, mm-hmm. and their families and friends. So I know I had a lot to say there at the beginning, and I apologize. And because this day always gets me very emotional. And I apologize. I said 2 years ago, and yes, 3 years ago. And Monday will be, the third year since then. Oh, the second marathon since then, I should say. Yes. That's what I think kind of messed me up a little bit. Anyways, welcome aboard, kids, here at the Giddy Up. Of course, as we always do, we are going to bring you, some great rock and roll music. Some definitely today being the day it is, some good Americana music, mm-hmm. and Boston music, and some silly stories as usual. I'll give you the weekend weather of what to do up until Patriots Day, which is Monday. And you have anything to add? I know I just kind of ranted there for about 3.5-4 minutes, but
that's okay. I'm just going to say hello.
Yes.
To everybody out there listening.
Yeah, we got a few people, new listeners, but as we usually do, we'll play a couple songs, come on back with some shout-outs, some special shout-outs, mm-hmm. This particular week. And like I said, you guys want to hear anything, hit us up. But you know what you're going to hear. You're going to hear rock and roll.
That's right.
And, this song that we have here, I'm not going to play it right now. I'll play it after your shout-outs so you can get collected.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very special song. It is from the Boston if I do remember correctly, right? The Boston One Foundation, or is it the Boston Bruins Foundation?
It's the Boston Bruins Foundation.
Either way,
yeah.
it all goes to the victims,
of
that day. So you guys hang tight, and we'll get you that information, as well as a link where you can also donate still to,
mm-hmm.
it's either way, Boston One Foundation or the Boston Bruins Foundation, it's all going to the same cause. So anyways, I've talked enough for right now. I just want to play a couple songs, and we'll be right back with our thank you and shout outs from the beautiful Tina Marie. So why don't you take us out and let them know what you're listening to, and we'll be right back, kids.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right. Be right back, kids.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you about my
All right, boys and girls, sorry to do that. That was, of course, Foreplay Long Time by Boston. How fitting. And before that, the Standells. It's the probably the most known Boston song of all time. We're going to do some shout-outs, but Tina Marie is a little incapacitated at the moment. So I'm going to play one more, and it's by special request. And we should be back with some shout-outs. It's 228 here at 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state and city of Boston, Massachusetts. And this one goes out to our buddy Wayno, who is driving the 100 bus, which is also very fitting for today. So this one's for you, Wayno, and we'll be right back, kids.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
All right. Of course, kids. Wow. That was a very powerful song. I'm not a country fan, but I tell you right now, I can listen to that every day. That was, of course, Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, going out to our good friend and compadre and our brother, Wayno, listening in as he does every single week. One of our best listeners. He's a great guy. And welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, on this sad day of the 15th of April. And but we're not going to make it sad. We're going to go along with it and push forward as we always do as Bostonians. And this day is very emotional for a lot of people, I'm sure. So sit back, listen, and get inspired and get happy if you can. But enjoy the music and the show. So at this time of the program, we usually do our shout-out. And I'm going to give it a shot. Tina Marie is on a business call, so I am going to try to decipher this hieroglyphics that she writes as her shout-outs. So anyways, yeah, here it goes. And hopefully I don't mess up too bad, which I probably will. Anyways, we'll start out with Jennifer Kantorzynski. Lead them. What am I? Hey, welcome back. Good. I didn't really want to. I started with one. Well, I did Wayno at the 100 bus, but well, welcome back because.
Thank you.
I didn't really want to have to do this because I can't read a word of this.
Because that's the chicken looks like scratch.
No, like I said, it's hieroglyphics or looks like somebody graffitied on a wall very bad.
I know, because you know how long I've had this for? Over a year.
Oh, well.
I didn't type it over yet.
Yeah. It looks like my bathroom wall with all my friends' names written that have been there.
Or the bathroom wall from here.
I peed here. Well, welcome back. I hope everything is okay.
Thank you. Everything's okay for right now.
All right.
Fix it later.
That's all you got to do, you know. We fix things as they come,
right?
That's right. And speaking of which, that's a perfect day for it,
I
right?
I know, yep.
Here we are 3 years later. And we're fixing things
we
here
sure
in Boston.
Are.
And by the way, another personal shout out to my buddy, Billy Cookie.
Oh, Cookie.
Our buddy and very good friend of the program. He was saying when I played the Standells, Dirty Water, he said, "You just freaked me out, dude." He texted me, said I just freaked him out because he was playing it on his cell phone. And as I started the show and I played it, it was at the same time.
It was at the same time?
So,
wow, is freaky.
No, that's great minds think alike, and it's a great connection to our listeners. And because we all think alike. We're, you know, that's why they are our listeners, because we're all semi, you know, warped in the mind, but
right?
We all are is doubled in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, all right,
cookie.
Enough of the mushy, because like I said, are you looking for something? Okay.
I don't know what happened to my pen.
It's a pencil.
No, I had a pen though.
Yeah, just use a dirty fingernail. That should work. All right, well, excellent. I don't have to, but I said hi to Jen.
I know,
one
I
of
heard,
my BFFs.
Yeah.
So, and you showed up at perfect timing. So, why don't you take it away, Tina Marie?
Okay. Mar and Kim at Malden Trans, Billy Roderick, bus number 12, Karen, Ben, and Alex, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, Christine Atwell, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will be on tonight from 10 to midnight.
With
and
a
I believe
special guest,
yes,
yeah.
He's going to have a special guest.
Yes, ma'am.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy.
We don't crash his show.
Yeah, right. Michelle Langley Kaplis. Yeah, I already said that. Kaplis,
okay.
Tracy McKenzie.
Calm down.
I know.
I know.
I took a breath.
You're a little disheveled.
Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge, Thursdays from 8 to 10 right here
on
WMFO. You already said Captain Wayno, but I'll give you a special shout out from Tina Marie. Hello, Captain Wayne. Kenny Melanson, our funny man Chris Ridgway, who, you know, unfortunately doing something called work, couldn't make it again. Maybe we'll see him next week.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, but Chris, if you're listening in, you know what work is? For suckers.
I love when you make that face.
I know.
You know, funny. I know. Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the bus driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, and Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody. Hopefully they are listening. I haven't heard from Lisa today, and usually she lets me know. Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Katie Lyons Tadiff, Dorothy Abruzzi-Hebert, Bob Samantha and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Masson Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie, the mustache of Medford.
Our boy Frankie.
In Bergamo.
Yes.
Who I think was on the lounge.
Mayor. What's up?
I think he was on the lounge last night.
Was he?
I thought I read that.
Okay.
I think he stopped in or called in or something. So
he's moonlighting
yeah,
on us.
Yeah, he's moonlighting, yep.
That's okay. We're all one good big family
we are.
At MFO, yes.
Denise Fioretti Mamalette.
Even though Frankie wants to whore himself out like that, that's fine.
That's it. Frankie, now you're the whore, Medford.
Yeah. Hey, Frankie, the 70s are over. Shave that stash.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Connie Crow, Big Jack, and Janice out there working hard today. Big special shout out to Get Well Chet. Hope you're feeling better.
Yes. Cool.
Cab number 54 with Cookie at the wheel. Christine Fantasiastic, Buddy Nicole, and Chloe. A special shout out to Bob Messina, who is now making requests and
is he?
Finding out if we're going to be on at 2. Yeah.
That's my buddy Bobby.
Like 2-3 weeks in a row now. So
good.
He's got it on at work.
Well, it's good to have him aboard.
Hopefully the office is listening, and then there won't be any work going on Fridays at your work. Everybody will be listening to the show. Irish Eddie Codea, Jen Ann Rhiannon, Christina Papalardo, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, my bro, Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Che, and Miss Peabody Girl, Amy Giamacco Moquin.
Wow.
And those are your shout outs for April 15th.
Well, thank you very much.
2016.
Thank you very much.
What did you say? Thank you so much?
I said thank you much. I combined two words.
You've been doing that all day, combining words together.
I know I have.
Just try to cut down.
Well, it's an emotional day for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with us, and but don't worry. We promise we'll keep you entertained, and we'll get through this. 2:41 in the afternoon. I don't know when you want to do this, but we have a special request from a friend of yours. Did you want me to play another song and then come back?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I can do that. I'll play another song. We'll come back. And I want everyone to please listen to this next segment where we have, you know, some very important information. It's pertinent to today. And we'd love for you to help out in any way you can, because what this guy is doing with his kids is awesome, in my opinion. And everybody that helps out is awesome, and we're talking about the Boston Bruins, the Boston Red Sox, the Patriots, the Celtics. I mean, it goes on, the Boston One Foundation, the Greg Hill Foundation. It just goes on and on of everybody that has helped us out in this, very sad time. It's not sad today because, you know what, it's beautiful. 49 degrees, going to be 50, and where do you see this weekend forecasted? It's going to be something you want to hear, trust me.
Yeah.
I'll be back with that, and especially Marathon Monday and Patriots Day. And I'll be back with that forecast, which looks amazing. And God is shining down upon us, if you will. All right, so I will play a song so you can get collected and get that information that you need. And it's quite important, so... why don't you take us out, if you will, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Start again, with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Right, boys and girls. This is our effing city, as Poppy said. He said it best.
He did.
The day after a tragic day, and wow. I'm sorry I played it twice. I might play it again. Who knows? of course, that was Lee Greenwood, Proud to Be an American. And if you guys aren't enjoying this, then you need to leave the country. This is one of those shows, yeah. And obviously, I am proud to be an American, and I was proud to serve my country, and and all my brothers out there that have as well. And my buddy Cook, who I was just talking to, who as well has. So anyways... So get used to some more of that American music, but we will get to sillier things. And now, also on to something very important, which we wanted to bring up. You can say it best, because is a good friend of yours. And
it's actually my family.
All right. Even better.
Same thing.
How's that? Even better. So why don't you lay it on us there?
Okay. Huh? So my cousin's son, Mark, I think he's about 8 or 9. You lose track of everybody's kids over, you know, the course of time.
I know. I have about 30 running around the city. Yeah. I have no idea where they are. Actually, I think they're all running the marathon on Monday.
Actually, school's out, so we know where at least 4 of them are. Oh, and Ed just chimed in and said that they're listening right now.
Oh, excellent.
That's my cousin's husband, the one that's the
awesome.
Retired firefighter from Weymouth. So, yeah, their son, Mark, he does a lot of other things, too. He's getting ready to both of their boys are redheads because they're both redheads. So he's getting ready to shave off his head for cancer in honor of children that have cancer. I hope.
Yes, I understand.
And he's taking donations for that on Facebook as
well.
That's
a great thing.
But for today, what he did was he made up little bags of candy with messages of peace and love that he drew on there himself with markers. And he's going around giving them out to people, saying to have random acts of kindness today. You know, tell somebody they look nice, buy someone some coffee.
Exactly. Right.
Donate to a charity or, you know, just anything to just move it forward for the next person to make somebody feel good about themselves today. So that's one part of this story. The second part to this story goes to the Boston Bruins Foundation with this song that is sung and I believe written by Batson Haynes. It's called Boston Stronger. I've already posted that on the Giddy Up page if you need the link for that. So what they're asking is this song, Boston Stronger, which me and Polly actually, we bought it today. We downloaded it on our computers.
Right.
And it's only a dollar. So, I mean, come on, everybody should be able to buy that. 20% of the sales of that song is going to be donated back to the Boston Bruins Foundation, Batson Haynes, excuse me, that's the gentleman's name.
Yes.
For the song. That will go
a country singer, I believe.
Yeah, it says he's from Nashville. He sounds like he has a little country in his voice.
He does.
Yeah.
And, if you just sit back when we play this song, listen to the words, I guarantee you will want to go download this. If you have iTunes, let's hope you do.
Or Amazon, you can get it on Amazon.
Amazon as
yeah.
well. And
you
obviously,
will.
Big Ed, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And thank you to your children for doing that.
Yeah.
Very heartwarming. And they didn't have to do that. And they're doing that because they're proud to be Bostonians
yeah.
as well as Americans.
And I guarantee the song will bring
I give you
bring
props
tears.
For being a great dad.
Yeah.
And for teaching your kids the right way.
And guaranteed the song will bring tears to your eyes for
without
sure.
A doubt.
Because me and Polly were certainly teary-eyed when we were listening to it earlier.
Yeah.
When we were getting together for the show. But yeah. So everybody should definitely go download it. Imagine how much 20% can be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people obviously around here, but it should be a song that should be downloaded everywhere. It's a great, great song.
I agree.
And like I said, 20% of the sales is going to go back to the Boston Bruins Foundation for the victims and their families of the marathon bombing.
Excellent. And you have posted that link.
I posted both links. I posted
okay,
the
excellent.
Link for the song and then...
On the Giddy Up page.
Yes, and then the...
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Make sure you look that up, please.
And just, I showed the little pictures of Mark's little cute little bags of candy and his little messages.
That's awesome. And where are they? Just walking around Boston?
I'm not really
sure,
not sure, but
okay.
I think that they might be doing something like that because they...
Oops. I didn't want to get
they
a
do,
little
he does.
There.
He has done other stuff like that before. And also, when you see the link for... it will say Dawn Abruzzi Murphy's post. That's his mother. If you click on her, you can find Mark's link to his Facebook page
okay.
to donate for his buzz off.
Great.
All
He's
right. so
and
cute.
Don't be, I'm sure. And that's great. I mean, just and if you want, post it to both my
Yeah,
and
I'll, your I'll share it to both
Facebook,
of us. Facebook. Yeah.
In case anybody isn't on our
right.
Giddy Up page.
They can see it, yeah.
They can see that. And
And can I just chime in real quick
absolutely.
To a special shout out to Lisa Calderazzo, who just chimed in saying,
okay.
Lisa, I'm sorry, Lisa, I forgot your last name, Gomes, she's hyphenated, so long, couldn't see the whole thing. she just chimed in, yippee, finally got you guys. She's listening now from work.
Excellent.
I went to high school with her.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So this would be the song, right? And thank you, Big Ed, for chiming in. Hopefully you continue to listen to the program, and because we're all about the people
mm-hmm.
and about what goes on in our community. So here it is. You guys, turn up your radios. Trust me, this song doesn't touch you. You might as well be dead. I'm not even kidding. And I don't mean that in like any weird way, but this song is great. So we'll be right back with Batson Hines, right?
Haynes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's
tough. But I only heard him once today, so.
Yeah, correct.
Here you go, kids.
Months of preparation, pain and sacrifice. The day had finally come to run the race of their life. The sidewalks were crowded as they all went running past. In a second, all the cheering fans were silenced by the blast. Miles of sweat and tears of jubilation turned to cries of fear and devastation. On that fateful April day, they tried to take us down, but they underestimated all the patriots in this town. They thought that we were weak, they thought that we would falter. But the day they crossed the line, they made Boston stronger. People there on Boylston Street, unlikely heroes helping those in need. Through the smoke and chaos, courage did not fail. They refused to let the evil of a coward prevail. Those actions in the face of trepidation exemplify the spirit of our nation. On that fateful April day, they tried to take us down, but they underestimated all the patriots in this town. They thought that we were weak, they thought that we would falter. But the day they crossed the line, they made Boston strong. With the whole world looking on, you made Boston strong. On that fateful April day, they tried to take us down, but they underestimated all the patriots in this town. They thought that we were weak, they thought that we would falter. But the day they crossed the line, they made Boston stronger. Yeah, the day they crossed the line, they made Boston stronger. They made Boston stronger. We're Boston stronger.
This jersey that we wear today, it doesn't say Red Sox, it say Boston. We want to thank you, Mayor Menino, Governor Patrick, the whole police department, for the great job that they did this past week.
I'm sorry?
That one was smooth.
Nobody will dictate our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop playing that because... because that is Big Poppy. And, oh, anyways, so...
Who doesn't love Big Poppy?
Everybody, if you live in Boston, you have to.
I think everybody loves him everywhere.
And so that was Betts and Haynes. Wow.
Boston Stronger.
If you didn't get touched by that song, I don't know. Man, that was powerful. So thanks, Big Ed, and thanks to your children and everything you guys are doing out there. We really appreciate it because we need it. We really do. Because sometimes, you know, after a couple of years, people seem to, you know, just let it roll mm-hmm. off your shoulder. You forget a little bit, but I certainly will never, ever forget that day watching the marathon. And
no, I know.